Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are taping from New Jersey. We're at Neptune, New Jersey, and we're home for the holidays to enjoy our family, take care of some personal business, and also to give thanks for Thanksgiving. And so we started early. Usually, you know, when I go from state to state, this has been a new addition to the show. We try to take tours and do as much as we can to learn about geography of our neighboring cities. So we had some information from Philadelphia. We had some stuff from New York and so on and so forth. So I wanted to convey to my child that the city of Asbury Park in Neptune, New Jersey, of Monmouth County, is just as rewarding, just as plenteous, and in there, you know, have a lot of things just like other states, and there's a lot of family fun to have. So on yesterday, I took some pictures. I was on my way from seeing my neighbor, Miss Carrie, and I wanted to get a lot of footage of Asbury Park in Neptune. So while going around, I went to my alma mater, Asbury Park High School, and I got some pictures of that, and it reminded me so much of the Met Museum, and it's not quite as large, and it's not a museum mile, but it definitely has that type of structuring, and it has that type of architecture, so it was definitely beautiful to, you know, kind of have some comparison information for that. And also, if you wanted to scale it down just a bit, the New York Public Library system, the one on Fifth Avenue, and the main library there in Manhattan, you know, has the same type of characteristics as the school. Yet we have a stadium, you know, at the school as well. They have baseball fields, tennis courts, and so much more. So we know that that is a beautiful complex piece of architecture, and it's definitely a wonderful landmark if you're ever in Monmouth County or Asbury Park or Neptune. We talk about Markell's alma mater, Neptune High School, and we talk about King Neptune all the time when we discuss his alma mater and his school where he went to high school. So they have a beautiful complex as well. They have a stadium. They have a track and field court, and they also have numerous other things as well as aquatic studies in pool, and you know, they have a pool, and they also have things where the kids race and, you know, do aquatic sports. So that is also everywhere we go, we learn, and the things we learn, we try to convey to each other. We don't always just make comparisons. We definitely like to know the availability of fun and to know where we are in our own environment so that we won't get lost. There was a community basketball game. The Cops played children from Neptune yesterday. That was at $6 or $3 at the Neptune High School. I did bring the information on to my son to let him know that there's so much going on in the community, and that will be, you know, an exciting activity. We decided not to go, but it was definitely something current, and we definitely appreciate that type of information. So we also, speaking of King Neptune, there's also a Bishop Asbury Park. And as I was looking at the awning yesterday near the school, I was thinking to myself that, you know, it was the you know, the information board at the school. It was given to the school, I think, by one of the classes that graduated. My class gave a mat with the alma mater name on it as you enter the corridor of the school and also the foyer. So there's a mat there. So I wanted to tell my son, we donated books when he graduated, and we'll eventually give like a better donation or a bigger donation, but at this time we just donated a couple books to the library or books to the library upon graduation. We wanted to do that. That was nice for us personally. And so we also have Bishop Asbury, and I was looking at the picture of Bishop Asbury, and I saw that this was created by a student, and you know, it's one of the situations where we did I think some voted on it. I didn't think I voted on it. I wanted to know the owner or the pilgrim, if you would say, there's a Bishop Asbury, and he was on a horse, and, you know, he's the reason why the town is founded on his name. So I wanted that to be a realistic approach to our alma mater, and to have that particular symbol used for, you know, our alma mater school bishop, as opposed to the one that we made, I think in class 91, was responsible for that. So it's nice, it's there, and, you know, it's functional that it did come through, but there's more information that we definitely could learn in the future if anyone were to get into donating another statue of Bishop Asbury on his horse. So that's the meaning of Asbury Park. That's how we got our name, and that's how we got our mascot. So we just wanted to, like, say that today. Okay, I have more and more that I wanted to tell you about Asbury Park. I went to McDonald's today. I got an Asbury Park map, and it tells you all the exciting things that you can get into for Asbury Park, Neptune, the whole county, and then some. So it's called Ocean Grove Discovery Map 2015 and 16, New Jersey. So it's here for you to learn where to eat, things to do, where to shop, where to stay, and essential services. This includes parking, gas, traffic lights, restrooms, and more information for tourists. And this particular map was published by East Coast Maps, LLC, P.O. Box 360 in Rochelle Park, New Jersey, 07662. And there's a phone number, 201-712-7934. And there's an email, it says DonnaK@discoverymap.com. So a lot of this is what to do. It has different different companies stating that they're available, and a lot of stuff to do there. So what I did yesterday, after I took a lot of pictures of Convention Hall, and I took pictures of a few statues that I found and monuments in Asbury near the beach, I decided to go to Brielle Cyclery. And what that is a bike shop. And they have a caption: no one has a nicer rental fleet than Brielle Cyclery on the Asbury Park Boardwalk. Brand new fleet of bikes for men and women in the Boss Cruiser section. The rates of rentals for the bikes range and vary. I was able to get a four-wheel bike that's built like a little car, but it doesn't have the final bodywork on it. So we're down to just the cage, the bike cage. It's a cage already, and if, I guess if you wanted to buy your own and build, you probably can buy your own and build a, you know, actual body for the car, because these are, we're just working with like the steel cage bikes. But that's just something that I know because I study cars, and some cars, you know, have an infrastructure, but it's not a structure of a cage like some of these Indy 500s or some of these raceways that you learn when you watch him, when you watch with your mother and your dad, you know, Saturday night, Saturday morning racing. And so we learned that to protect the driver, a lot of people are incorporating a steel cage, you know, the shape of the car as a steel cage, so that you're not, you know, thrown, you know, or that's just a safer feature. So I took notice of that yesterday, and plus it would be nice to build a car and put the bodywork on it, and I heard that that's being done sometime. So they have, for the 2015 season, there's a 1 hour for $10. There's 4 hours for $20. All day you can use a bike for $30. Overnight, 24 hours for $40. 3 days for $60. And a full week for 7 days would be $100. Now, this might be a Boss Cruiser or what they call a beach cruiser. And that wasn't what I really was interested in. I was interested in a, it says Surrey bike rental. They spell it S-U-R-R-E-Y. And for that, you can rent a, it's a two-person bike, but it has four wheels. It has a steering wheel with it. It's family fun. My son enjoyed me talking to him about it. He was busy at work. He couldn't go with me, but maybe this summer we'll get a chance to do it. And I also found a place called the Berkeley Carteret. They have a little small open to the public type bar, and I hope it's a grill, but if not, it's definitely a bar. We might try to go and see if we can get a virgin daiquiri, or if we can get, you know, sodas to drink, because the view is beautiful, the hotel is beautiful, and a lot of rich, important, prominent people spend time in the Berkeley Carteret. And I've been there and, you know, had a chance to look at some of the infrastructure, but not much. But I do think it's a beautiful place, and that we definitely would like to do that in the future. Now, let me give you a few of the addresses where you'll find most of what I'm saying about today. Asbury Park Seasonal Promotions, 1200 Ocean Avenue, Unit 505 in Asbury Park, New Jersey, 732-502-0077. That's information about the bike shop. And you can pay as much as you want. You can have $30 per hour. You can go $20 for 30 minutes, and that's the one that I chose. I paid $20 to ride the bike for 30 minutes. It was awesome. I went all the way down to the convention hall, and I came back on the boardwalk. It's not a beach cruiser. Now, for all of you who are not sure what's going on, these are beach cruisers that have to stay on the sidewalk or, you know, go into the city of Asbury Park, but they're not bikes that you can ride on the sand. These are not sand bikes. And so what I'm talking about, too, is a four-wheel bike that's not a sand bike. It's a boardwalk bike. You'll break all the rules if you take it on the sand. And it's not going to really roll because it doesn't have sandblast tires. It has regular bike tires. So, you know, it's an awesome awesome activity. So you can take four persons for $40. You can take 25 for 30 minutes for six persons. It's $50 per hour. There's all types of ranges in the prices, but it's actually a wonderful sport. And I hope that I get a chance to purchase my own. We rated the show PG because it's a beach environment and people might have on bikinis, their bathing suits, and that's an interjection there. And we might, and there are a few, and we might run into people who are drinking. Like you say, there's a lot of situations there where there's alcohol involved. And so we want to make sure that, you know, your child is at least 13 if you're going to the boardwalk and if you're going to take in some of these activities. There's no drinking at the bicycle bar. Let me reassure you that. But down when I spoke about the Berkeley and the open to the public, I'm, you know, dancing in my shoes or, you know, all about open to the public because we learned so much about that in New York, Manhattan. And so when I came down to Asbury and I found out that they have an open to the public type of space in the particular hotel and some of the others do too as well, I was ecstatic about it because our own hometown gives us a lot to, you know, to do as well. And until you, focus on what's going on, you won't know, and you'll, you know, stay stuck in the house, you'll give it a bad grade, you'll say it's not, you know, as much as the others, but there's a whole lot to do in Neptune, Asbury Park, Monmouth County, Ocean, Bradley Beach, Brielle, and also some of the neighboring towns. Now, there's one other point I wanted to go over today, and this is about safety. We want to go over fire safety today because I went into McDonald's and I picked up a map, and I also picked up their Fun Times magazine, and it's all about fire safety. So they have this spotted Dalmatian on the front, which is the fire dog in most people's community. My name is Tim Jordan. You're here at Dear Your Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about fun in the Monmouth County area, and we're also talking about safe programming for this show, safe programming for my son and I, and also for other families. It's a bonding technique. It's a, you know, it's a creative effort. It's definitely something that you can find to do. You don't have to come in bathing suits. You don't have to come in any type of attire. You can wear jeans and a T-shirt, use, you know, some of the bikes for just strolling up and down or throughout the area, back up to Maine, whatever you. But I wanted to let you know that we also found some fire safety information. So what it says is to do a fire safety quiz with your family. It's important that your windows are clutter-free and easy to open because you may need to use the window as an exit in an emergency. There's question number two. Adults should test the batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms, and this will keep you safe, and they will still work to keep you safe. So basically it's just saying that you test the battery all the time, touch the battery, make sure that you have good batteries in your carbon monoxide dealer and also in your smoking alarm. Some people have these ADT type situations where smoking alarms are out through different companies, you outsource that, and then you'll have people that my grandmother was telling me the other night, I hope I don't have to pull the string. I was having some pain. And she said, we have a string here. You pull it for emergencies. It could either be for your health or it could also be for a fire or anything. So she said, things like that in elderly buildings are a little bit more updated, and the things that just the carbon monoxide type fire alarm is a little dated, but we still say that, you know, you have to make sure. They're talking about damaged electrical cords. You have to make sure that these things are replaced because it could cause a spark or a fire, and we want to do that. You have to keep your room tidy so that you won't trip on something or have a outlet that is covered or, you know, obstructed, hazardous because of too much clutter on top of a wire. So they definitely did a good one on that. And if you have appliances like toasters, they don't want you to overheat and cause a fire. When you're doing your homework or anything like that, you have to make sure that even if you're making a snack, you're making it in the kitchen and everything is like right around in your area so that you won't lose sight, walk out the house, or, you know, and leave pots burning. And another thing I wanted to interject here at this time, when you do Thanksgiving dinner, be wary of the type of family that tells you that they can leave the turkey in the stove overnight. Now, it's this holidays, and we don't want anyone hurt, but you definitely got to, like, get your Southern family out of Southern ways. If your mother likes to get up at 5 o'clock and start cooking, then that's good because she's going to be up and looking at that stove all the time. But if your mother wants to cook the turkey from 1 o'clock till 5 in the morning and everyone's going to lay down, turn off the lights, and go to sleep, then that's not a good story. That's a hazard that a lot of American blacks do and a lot of other people who cater and do, cooking for others and having to make 15 and 20 and 30 or 100, you know, pies or something. So we just want you to make a plan with your family, know the escape route. You know, you can grab a bag or not, if it's your pocketbook, your credit cards, have everything tucked just like you're having a baby and going out to the hospital. And if you don't have everything packed, then just leave out of the house because everything can be replaced. You can put stops on credit cards. You can do everything you have to do. But just plan your escape route with your family. And if you don't, plan your own private safety route. And do safety searches. Go around when your other parts of the family are working in the house. Go around to check on maybe someone who's doing a barbecue. Make sure that they're not hazardous. Go someone you'd love to use candles. Make sure they're not a hazard. If you have a fireplace, make sure that that's not a hazard. If someone is mowing the lawn and has kerosene outside, make sure there's no spills and that's not a hazard. Make sure that your room is clutter-free and that your windows are accessible so that you can get out of your windows in case of a fire. Okay, make sure that if anyone living in the basement, make sure that they're not ironing and leaving hot lights on because the basement is also a hazardous place if it's not kept clean. And also for that busybody that loves to cook, that makes all the good food that you love and, you know and appreciate, make sure that you give them these tips for the holidays. Do not cook those pies, those cakes, or that turkey, or that ham, or any other game that you cook over the holidays. Make sure that you keep everything turned off, and they won't be unimpressed if they have to eat at 5 instead of eating at 12. You know, you don't have to have everything done right away. People will wait for, you know, the turkey, get everything pre-cooked. The ham can be pre-cooked. The turkey can be pre-cooked. Get anything that you want to get. Try something new just to keep from doing it. Okay? And no matter what you're trying to collect, what you're looking for, who you're looking for, get out of the house fast. That is the first and foremost. And don't forget to call 911. If it's your cell phone, landline, or if you have to run to a neighbor, act fast. If there's anyone who's hurt, make them stop, drop, and roll so that there's no way that you can, just burn, okay? So that was some fire safety that we learned from McDonald's, and they have a little brochure I brought one home for my son, and it's the NFPA review by the National Fire Protection Association, which recommends. That's our time for the show. Until next time.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.